USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Recent data indicates that inflation continues to rise. According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. On a monthly basis, consumer spending increased by 0.8%. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approaches. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. The United States is providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates more than $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. He emphasized that with the right level of support, Ukraine can fend off Russia's invasion. In the past 2 weeks, hundreds of people across the U.S. have been arrested for protesting the Gaza war. Anti-Israel demonstrations have emerged nationwide since the NYPD arrested over 100 demonstrators at Columbia University on April 18th. According to the New York Times, protesting students have since been setting up tents at campuses across the country, resulting in over 400 protesters being arrested for refusing to disperse. President Biden expressed his willingness to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. He made the statement Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Trump has stated on social media that he's ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, anyplace. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A Florida Republican is no fan of President Biden's proposed tax plan. USA's Tim Berg has the details.
President Joe Biden is proposing an aggressive tax plan that could affect millions across the country after promising not to hurt the middle class financially. Speaking on Fox Business, Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds says former President Trump's policies should be restored.
Trump's tax policy has worked out for all of America. The federal government has raised more tax revenue since Trump's tax policy has been in place. And last but not least, why would we listen to the master of disaster, Joe Biden, about raising taxes when his own son avoided paying taxes?
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. Approximately 1 in 5 samples of pasteurized retail milk are showing traces of bird flu. However, the FDA clarifies that this doesn't automatically indicate a risk of infection for consumers. In a recent update, the FDA stated that further testing is required to confirm the presence of pathogens in the milk. Additionally, it reiterates its warning against consuming raw milk. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.